Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so I woke up to the news about Matt Lauer today like you did. And admittedly, it has nothing to do with guns other than the fact that Matt Lauer is no friend of your gun rights. Never has been over the years. But I am speechless. Or am I? Schadenfreude? I don't know. Find all of this a little odd, do you? How someone of Matt Lauer's stature, now I say stature and I use that term lightly because you know me and my utter disdain for the mainstream media, the morning shows masquerading as news, these opinion programs, people like Matt Lauer and so forth. This is opinion journalism masquerading as news. NBC News Today, this is not news, this is opinion journalism at its best. And I've never been a Matt Lauer fan. But I read some of this stuff like you did today that's breaking right now as we speak together today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I'm just utterly astonished at what I'm seeing. And you have to wonder what the hell is happening with these people. And I'm not just talking, everybody's pointing to leftists and, I'll look at all these Democrats. Yeah, that seems to be the case right now, but let's face facts. Moore's got accusation against him. Bill O'Reilly had accusations against him, and so forth. This is not just left. Seems to be right now a whole bunch of them, that's for sure. But for NBC to pop Lauer out that quick, they've got the goods. And apparently it's a preemptive strike against the New York Times or to save their own hide due to a New York Times investigation that was apparently getting ready to bust out. But there's a piece out on Variety right now that is describing in lurid detail some of the things Matt Lauer did. Listen, a lot of Americans meet their significant others in where they work, at their place of business. That's not unusual for men and women to meet at work, and maybe a guy to ask a woman out. Maybe she says yes, maybe she says no, or something like this. That doesn't amount to harassment if she says no. It's somebody, it's where you are all day long. It's not unusual. You may have met your work. Family members have met people at work. I've met girlfriends at places that I've worked and so forth. But you read some of these details about what these people do, and you think, who in their right mind would do this stuff? Is this what power and living inside the media bubble does to people? You think about that. I won't go into the details of what I can't. I can't tell you what I read on this radio program today about what Matt Lauer did. I guess I could, but I'm not going to. You can read it for yourself. And you think, good heavens. So what does this have to do with guns? Well, it has a lot to do not with guns per se, but with a mindset of people who get locked into a bubble and begin to believe their own lies and their own hype to the point that reality no longer matters. They create their own reality. Let me segue this over to Bloomberg in using this Matt Lauer issue, and we'll just pick one. You can pick one. People in positions of great power. Now, is Matt Lauer in a position of power? Why? Because he's on TV and he's overpaid? I'm telling you, these people, I've told you before, words that don't belong, pairs of words that don't belong together in the same sentence. Think about it. Career, politician. Career and politician do not belong together in the same sentence. Our founding fathers were rolling over in their graves. It was never meant to be a career job with a lifetime pension at your expense. It was meant to come in, do the work of the people, and go back to where you came from and live your life. But that's changed over the years, hasn't it? News personality is another pair of words that I've always told you don't belong in the same sentence. Megyn Kelly's a prime example of that. Many of them are. A lot of people getting rich, supposedly delivering you the news. Well, does that apply to a Bill O'Reilly, to a Sean Hannity? No. This is opinion journalism, admitted opinion journalism. I could take that back to Megyn Kelly. With Megyn Kelly, it became the story. She became the story. And when that happens, I don't believe you're able to objectively deliver the quote-unquote news. And again, I use that word news very, very loosely with quotation marks around it. Air quotes. News, air quotes. Air quote news, air quote. And these are the same people that are delivering you the leftist agenda, which, for the sake of this program, happens to be the gun grabber agenda. So keeping all that in mind, this bubble, these people believe their own hype. Okay for me, not for thee. Michael Bloomberg, prime example of someone who apparently, because of his power amassed by his fantastic, fabulous wealth, and it is, and I don't decry him that. God bless him for making that kind of money. I wish I had figured out that equation to the tune he has. Very few people have. God bless him for doing that. That's capitalism. That's what we're all about. I have no problem with that. Just like I told you, I have no problem with athletes making the money they make. If you don't want them to make that much money, quit buying their stuff, quit buying their jerseys, quit buying their tickets, quit going to the games. It's a loss of supply and demand. But that money gives these people a false sense of power. And they begin to believe their own hype. They're no longer normal. They lose touch to the point that they feel they can give you whatever opinion they want and masquerade it as news. Michael Bloomberg, Bloomberg News. The Trace, his faux news organization. And as you heard John Lott on this program say several times, I don't look at them as a legitimate source. And they're not a legitimate source. John is absolutely correct. The problem is legitimate sources, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSDNC, et al., use that stuff to source what they feed you. So this all ties together. Matt Lauer, no, I just used him as a segue as that power thing. If you read what he did, you can only come to one conclusion, that these people are so trapped inside this bubble of power, they can do no wrong. And Michael Bloomberg is a prime example of that. And my very dear friend, A.W.R. Hawkins, and believe me, he's a dear friend of you, wrote a piece today that's up that is just brilliant. Bloomberg, national reciprocity goes against American history. You scratch your head when you read a headline like that. What would make Michael Bloomberg think that that would be true, that national reciprocity goes against American history? This is one of the best pieces I've ever read that A.W.R. Hawkins has written. Now, we're going to talk about it in great detail with A.W.R. Hawkins on the MonsterCast coming up this weekend. It's that good, because national reciprocity is making news today. As it should, because it's moving through the House. We talked about it yesterday. I kind of went against both of my guests' opinion a little bit. They don't think it's going to make it through the Senate. They don't. I do. I think we're going to get that out of there. I don't know how yet, but I have just a gut feeling. Now, again, I may be wrong. I may be eating crow. If I do, I'll be the first one to tell you. Maybe my eternal optimism when it comes to freedom always prevailing. But on November 28th, former mayor, obnoxious New York City mayor, Michael Bloomberg, former Democrat, former Republican, former everything, now independent, supposedly. The Bloomberg editors suggested national reciprocity for concealed carry makes a mockery of public safety and goes against American history. Bloomberg editors means Michael Bloomberg. I can promise you nothing goes in anything with Bloomberg's name on it without his stamp of approval. Period. According to A.W.R. Hawkins, they based their position on D.C. v. Heller, 2008, the Heller case. You know about it from here. If you've been listening for any length of time, you know we refer to Heller on a fairly regular basis. Did yesterday and always will. But it was Michael Bloomberg's funded Every Town for Gun Safety in an amicus brief that they filed in that case by Bloomberg and him. Heller, and I'm going to read some of this for you from A.W.R. Hawkins. I want to go into a little bit of detail with you this today. It's quite fascinating. And then tie it back to this whole power thing and what makes these people do what they do or think they can get away with what they get away with, or why is it that Shannon Watts can just literally come after you and your right to bear arms while she is surrounded by Bloomberg's paid security who are all armed? What do these people think that they think that you can get away with that? What makes Leonardo DiCaprio, as I said the other day, this stuff fascinates me. And who falls for this? So I want to spend some time talking with you about it today. It's quite interesting. Here's the entertainment aspect of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. What makes Leonardo DiCaprio think that he can get away with flying around on a jumbo jet all over the world and call you a climate change denier because you ignore your carbon? Why is this guy flying all over? I mean, this stuff fascinates me. When we come back, I want to go into this Bloomberg piece a little bit and kind of think of it in the context. I know it's philosophical. It's kind of deep. But go there with me today. Let's have some fun. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. Don't go away. Attention gun owners. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, over 34,000 carjackings happen every year. Do you know how to protect yourself and your family? Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? The self-defense experts at the USCCA created a free video series to show you exactly what to do during a deadly carjacking. But it's only free for a very limited time. Don't be a victim. Go to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. Your training videos will show you how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. You'll need more than the basic skills you've learned at the range if you ever find yourself in a violent attack. Take advantage of this free training while you still can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. That's 100% free access. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
No food or drink in studio. Hold on just 1 second while I take a drink. Hold on. No, it's not a drink. Not in that sense. Come on. Get your head out of the bottle. It's some spring water from Public Supermarket. If you live down south, you know what I'm talking about. A couple fun stuff, things I want to talk with you about today. We're going to do some entertaining stuff today, but I got to send you back over now to, I just got to say, attention gun owners. If that's what you are. The U.S. DOJ, according to the U.S. DOJ, 34,000 people or cars, carjackings, happen every year. I know this firsthand from personal experience as a quote-unquote victim because I didn't become a victim. I stopped it because I had a gun. So I ask you, do you know how to protect your family? Do you know what to do if that should ever happen to you? I was sitting in traffic as I was approaching a traffic light. This bizarre scene unfolded within a split second directly in front of my automobile. I was boxed in by traffic, couldn't get out, and fortunately was able to draw my firearm to defend myself. As I've often stated, my daughter, who was 2 weeks old at the time, I'm now teaching how to drive. She's 15. And I'm teaching her how to drive because I had a gun in November of 2002. My son would subsequently be born 2 years later because I had a gun in November of 2002. My wife has her husband because I had a gun in 2002. The woman off my front left bumper, who was the initial target, apparently, I'll never know why, went home or went to work that day. I don't have any idea who she is, but she went to work that day, went home because I had a gun. And two of Tampa's finest criminals are alive today because I chose not to pull the trigger. I didn't have to. I could have. I didn't. I knew what to do. I had taken some professional training up to that point, and it all came back to me, and I've trained significantly since then. So I ask you, do you know how to protect yourself and your family? Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? I did. It was instinctive. The self-defense experts over at U.S. Concealed Carry Association have created a video series to show you exactly what to do during an event like that, a possible deadly carjacking. It's a serious business. You carry a gun. This is very serious business. But it's only free for a limited time, so I tell you, don't be a victim. I refused to be a victim. Go to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free internet access. Free instant internet access, please. Your training videos are going to show you how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. You'll need more than the basic skills you learned at the range if you ever find yourself in a violent attack. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. Take advantage of this free training while you still can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. If you want to get the 2017 guide that I was talking about for several weeks, just shoot me an email, please, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll send you the link for that. That's no longer up on armedandresponsible.com anymore, but I have the link for you. I sent a couple of them out today. More than happy to do it. My pleasure to get this information in your hands. Very important stuff. We live this stuff. We don't just talk about it all day. I'm carrying a Glock in a Crossbreed Super Tuck right now. Tomorrow, I am picking up a new Gen 5 Glock 19. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But we live this stuff. And I want to see you get the best possible training that you can so that if you ever find yourself in a situation like I was in, that you will know what to do. And like me, go home alive that day. And thank God I never had to pull the trigger. Listen, that video stuff wasn't available to me at the time. And I'd have been all over it. All over it if it was. So it's available to you. Go get it, please. Armedandresponsible.com. Very important if you carry a gun, even if you're thinking about it. In fact, it's more important if you think about it and have had no training. Get a jump on it. Get ahead of it. Learn, learn, learn. Okay? Education, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed American. Hence the website armedandresponsible.com. All right. Let me go back to this convoluted this, I'm trying to put Matt Lauer said, I use that as a segue because I'm looking at this, I'm going above the fold, I'm going above the story, I'm going to a little bit deeper sense, I want to get a little philosophical here, I want to tie these two together somehow, but do it from a position of power, because that seems to be the common denominator here. People in positions of power. Power corrupts. We know it does. Does power corrupt everybody who has power? I don't believe so, no. I believe it could. I believe everybody with significant power is susceptible to that corruption because everybody's coming after them. Politicians in Washington live in the bubble, believe the media hype. They get to Washington, they come out rich. How does a guy, a broke boxer like Harry Reid, go to the U.S. Senate broke and come out a land baron in Nevada? How does that happen? Well, they're all in it together. They don't want you to know. How does Hillary Clinton turn $1,000 into $100,000? It's called inside information. People want access because she has power.
Yep.
That's what happens. Sean, you just said, yep. I don't know if your mic was live. Let me get you to jump in here for a couple minutes, all right? This is a fascinating conversation with me. I want to go back to the Bloomberg. I want to tie it to that, but I want to go back. I want to segue back to that for just a moment. I've got the piece up here by AWR. It's a brilliantly written piece. But you said, yep. What were you agreeing with there?
Oh, everything. Here's the thing. When you have, you know, being in the media and also being an entertainer, you have to be a real grounded person not to fall into the traps that you see and you're hearing about. All the stuff that we're hearing about has been going on since the beginning of entertainment. I mean, nothing that anybody has said is new. When you've been in entertainment, you see it. You see a lot of the stuff. So you have to be a very grounded person in order not to fall into that trap.
You know, it's interesting. Let me use a real-life example. Years ago when I lived in Virginia Beach, the movie Navy SEALs, starring Charlie Sheen and Michael Biehn, was being filmed on the streets of Virginia Beach on Atlantic Avenue. And I went to college with a kid who was a production assistant. I still correspond with him from time to time, quite fascinating over all these years. In fact, it was because of him I got out of probability and statistics and a computer class. Thank God for him. I'll just say his name was Kirk. I won't give you his last name, but he was a production assistant. We were standing outside the ropes watching them film this. And I wound up going to an after-hours club where I had heard some of the actors were going to be afterwards, and I knew the people that ran the club, so it was over on 17th Street in Virginia Beach. So I went over there, and Charlie Sheen came in a little while later. Kind of a tie there, a family tie there. My father graduated high school about a year before his father. They went to the same high school at the same time, Chaminade High School in Dayton, Ohio. And so did Charlie Sheen's, I guess it was his younger brother, went to the same high school, different classes. And I saw Charlie Sheen, who was standing by himself over at the edge of this bar, and I walked over to him and introduced myself to him. And he was a nice enough guy. This is going back into the late 80s. When we come back, I'll tell you the story about that, because it's power. Again, here's a guy that was making tons of money, and I'll tell you, it's fascinating stuff. We'll tie it all together when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Today we're talking a little bit about power and the people in positions of great power and the power that they have over you and what makes them believe that they can exude power over you. And that philosophy of okay for me, not for thee, that what they exude over you does not apply to them. Gun grabbers, gun control, gun prohibitionists are experts at this. We're going to go back to Bloomberg in a minute. I want to finish telling you the story about, because it's a real life example, and I look at things in my own life. But I went to, I was at the bar, I saw Charlie Sheen walk, and he was by himself against the back of the bar, and I walked over to him and introduced myself to him. He's a nice enough guy. This was back in about 1987, something like that. Whenever, go back and look up whenever the movie Navy SEALs came out. It was prior to Navy SEALs come out. I was watching it being filmed earlier that night. So late 80s. And I introduced myself and told him that my father went to school with his dad, and that sparked his interest. And we had a great conversation. We really did. And I bought him a Heineken. Never forget it. I bought him a Heineken. Every couple of minutes during the conversation, he'd say, excuse me, and he'd walk down one side of the bar and down the other and then come back real slow and then come back and continue the conversation with me. We're talking about his father, his brother, Dayton, Ohio, where his dad's from and where my dad's from. And I watched him do that several times before it dawned on me why he was doing it, because he wanted everybody to know he was there. Look who's here. I'm here. And he later left in a limousine with a couple waitresses and some other girls, and off he went. It was the only time I'd ever met Charlie Sheen. And that's when it dawned on me when the bartender came over and said, handed me the tab. And here I was paying the tab for a guy making millions of dollars for this movie, and I bought him his beers. He thanked me. Why did I do that? People in positions of power become accustomed to that. Apparently, I thought it was cool to buy Charlie Sheen a couple beers. I mean, come on. Charlie Sheen could certainly afford to buy the beers, and he certainly could have said, don't worry about it, I got them. But he didn't. He let me buy the beers. And that's just a very, very small, tiny example of the sense of entitlement from people in great positions or people in positions of great power. They become entitled to things. They get free meals in restaurants, and they're certainly not the people that need the free meal. They can afford to buy everybody in the restaurant their meal. But they become accustomed to the entitlement. So they think differently than you do after they've attained great power. They can do no wrong. They can say no wrong. They can get away with things. The laws they write for you don't apply to me. Correct? Michael Bloomberg, for some reason, feels this need. And I'm not the psychologist. I can't get into his head. Don't even want to try. But for some reason, Michael Bloomberg feels this necessity to enact control over certain aspects of your life, be it salt bans or soda bans or soda taxes or gun control, while at the same time enjoying a soda, salting his food, surrounded by armed security. Sean, jump in here for just a second. I heard you come back in.
Yeah, I can tell you why. You know, being around a lot of these people and personally knowing some of these guys, they all got the same issue. A lot of it's self-esteem. It's not really entitlement. It's that they have self-esteem. They don't want you to know. Prime example, my daughter's mother, she's the same way. She'll tell you how you need to run your life, but she can't even do the life that she's trying to do right. And a lot of it's self-esteem. When someone tries to take control over you, most of the time it's a self-esteem issue. I have to prove to you who I am, what I'm all about. That's why I say you have to be very grounded, especially in media. And I've seen some just horrid stuff, you know, especially in the music industry. So like I said, I'm not shocked by a lot of the stuff that you are seeing come out now.
I'm not shocked by it either. Look, I made the commentary a few weeks ago in some commentary, I should say, about a Gilligan's Island episode. Go back and watch this stuff, okay? We all know, we've all heard the term casting couch.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows what it means. That's why parents don't want their, particularly fathers don't want their, and mothers too, don't want their daughters going to, because they know this is what they got to do to get the part. This has been ingrained in people. That's what they think anyway. And these people in positions of power like Harvey Weinstein and the rest of these clowns, and no doubt many of the actors out there who feel that because they're in positions of great power, that was part of, it was just life. It was what they did. It was who they were. It was who they are, maybe.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Sean.
Have you ever been to a fashion show backstage?
In fact, I emceed a fashion show, two of them, sure.
Okay, so if you've been to a fashion show backstage, especially a high-end fashion show, you would notice that a lot of these models have nothing on, and they're walking around back there like it's, you know, nothing. Now, not to say that they don't have the right to do that, but what I'm saying is you have people in there in the entertainment industry that prey on young, innocent women. And that's just, you know, they're used to getting their way.
Sean, I used the analogy, which was where I was going. I mentioned it on the other show. I said, all you got to do is go back and watch the Gilligan's Island episode with Harold Huckuba. You know, the movie producer who landed on the island, I, if I'm not mistaken, the guy walked around in bathrobes and stuff. I mean, he was the quintessential Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she, he had ginger thrown or something. I mean, you know, you see this stuff when you go back and watch this stuff. It was part of their normal day. It was part of their activity. It was part of what they do. It was part of who they are. And to them, some of that behavior, while some of it was probably innocent, what wasn't innocent was okay with them because of who they were, and it was accepted norm. Now, I don't know what gets in Bloomberg's head. It fascinates me. It always has. I've often wondered, why does Michael Bloomberg feel the need, the desire to get into my life and my home and what's in my gun safe? The hell with you, Michael Bloomberg. Stay in New York and get in somebody else's face who invites you in their home.
Short man syndrome.
I'm going to do everything to get you out of here. What is it?
Short man syndrome. You can look at Michael. You can, if you watch Michael Bloomberg, you can definitely tell that he has some self-esteem issues. I just picked that up the first time I saw him. He got, this is the type of guy he's got to let you know who he is. And if you don't accept him for what he is, he's authority. He knows everything. So a lot of his issue is self-esteem. He wants people to think he's done something in life before he dies. That's what his issue is.
Look, I'm not, Michael Bloomberg has accomplished enough. As far as I'm concerned, he should be content with it, but he's not. Now, I'm not going to play the psychologist here. I'm asking the questions because I want you to think about these things. Because this guy's in your face and trying to take what you have. He's not going to stop. Michael Bloomberg passes away, and his money's going to continue to come after you, and the organizations that he's funded are going to be wealthier than they are today. This is not going away. But it is fascinating to wonder how and why these folks do what they do. And there's some similarities between the little dopey actor who flies around on a jet and tells you that you're polluting the world while it's okay for him. While Michael Bloomberg tells you he wants your guns while he's surrounded by guns. While Matt Lauer interviews people about sexual harassment and goes after Bill O'Reilly, knowing damn good and well what he's done in the past. And if you read what Variety, if there's truth to it, it's just unbelievable. Who would do that? What kind of person would do that? What kind of power did he smell and sense that he had, that he felt he could do those things? Because it's not normal activity. Anthony Weiner, the rest. When we come back, I want to wrap up with this piece about Bloomberg and just kind of bring it all back around. It is quite a fascinating conversation because these people all hate your freedoms. That's part and parcel to what we're talking about here. It's quite astonishing. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. Let me send you back over to armedandresponsible.com, please. It's very important stuff. I want you to have this information so that you know what I was talking about at the beginning of segment number two here about how to protect yourself and your family. I don't know of anything more important in your life. Nothing else is more important than protecting yourself and your family. It's not. And you can't protect yourself or your family if you're not around. So you have to protect yourself, too. You have to know if you carry a gun, you have to know when you can draw the gun. I don't know how many times I've interviewed people, I've written about them, I've talked about them, I've talked to them, you've heard me, been doing this for a long time. We do it for a reason, because we want you to understand and learn. The USCCA, the quintessential organization, training, insurance, everything else, designed to do one thing, help protect you. But the self-defense experts over there, and they are experts, Kevin and Steve and the rest of them, these are wonderful people over there, a couple hundred of them now. They created a free video series to show you exactly what to do during a deadly carjacking, because it happens all the time, according to the DOJ, 34,000 times a year. Those are just reported. What happened with me was unreported. Lord knows how many more of those there are, thousands, no doubt. But this stuff's only available for a limited time, the video series. So don't be the victim. Please learn this stuff. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Get the free access, 100% free access. Learn how to use cover. Learn how to turn your tables on an attacker in under 2 seconds. Learn how to get your gun on target if, God forbid, like me, you have to draw your weapon. You'll need more than those skills you learn at the range. This isn't about shooting paper targets in real life. While that's great, it's not. Human beings are not paper targets. They react. You need to know how to react and get the leg up. Okay? Take advantage of the free training while you still can. I'm giving it to you over there. It ends soon. So head over to armedandresponsible.com, please. Armedandresponsible.com. Back to the power issue and tie this up and wrap up this hour with Bloomberg. This piece by A.W.R. Hawkins is brilliant. One of the best pieces that I've ever read from him. Because it ties together everything we're talking about here relative to these people in positions of power. Notice that all of these people I mentioned are gun grabbers for the most part. Lauer hates your guns. All the Hollywood, do I have to tell you about Hollywood? Give me a break. Every one of these people are all protected by guns. What makes these people tick? What makes Michael Bloomberg, who is protected by the best private arms security a human being can have, and I don't decry him that, he should. So should I. And that protection is me because I can't afford the security details he has. Why doesn't he think the way I just, and phrase them, why doesn't he say that? Why doesn't he think the way I just told you I think? Why would he not feel the same about you? Because if you do, you become a threat to his power. Same thing with politicians. All you got to do is watch what's going on with Mitch McConnell and the rest of the swamp in D.C., the Republican Party. The establishment falling apart, threatened by we, the people. We are challenging decades of their authority, and they don't like it. They don't like it. But Bloomberg's attempting to rewrite history here. I want you to read this piece, Breitbart. I retweeted it. I'm going to put it up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page in a matter of minutes. I want you to see this. Because Bloomberg's now coming after reciprocity with both barrels loaded, and that pun is intended. He is dropping dime to see to it that this doesn't happen. Now, he's going to fail. You'd think one thing Michael Bloomberg would have learned over the years is that he cannot buy your constitutional freedoms away. He can't. In fact, when he tries, you become more invigorated. And he realizes that we're not AstroTurf, but we are true grassroots. But unfortunately, there are some people, he can do what he wants in the blue states because they want his pocketbook. But the editors, I guess it was every time. Let me read a piece from this. Let me just give you this one short amount of time we have left. For example, they point to how public carry of firearms, this is Everytown for Gun Safety in an amicus brief, of course funded by Bloomberg. For example, they point to how public carry of firearms was a historical fact in the South prior to the Civil War, while a good cause was required to carry in parts of the North. Does that sound familiar? Good cause? Peruta, California? New York? We're talking, of course, here what you know in modern America as what? May issue versus shall issue. That's what we're talking about here in today's terms. They then show that restrictions upon public carry became ubiquitous following the war, Civil War, and those restrictions were in previously gun-friendly southern states and localities. What they fail to recognize that these late 19th century examples of gun control do not prove the existence of an American history apart from guns so much as they prove the racist roots of gun control. After all, the post-Civil War bans on public carry in the South were largely directed at keeping blacks unarmed. They will never tell you that. And A.W.R. Hawkins, brilliantly. Now, you've heard all of this before on the program. We've discussed this together for years. Particularly when we talk about the measures that passed here in the state of Georgia, where these Armed American Radio Daily Defense and MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios are. The public gathering laws that were designed during the Jim Crow era to disarm free blacks, the racist roots of gun control. Bloomberg's not going to do that. Of course he wants to erase that history. The Democrats and the gun grabbers are doing everything they can to erase their own sordid past. Here's how A.W.R. Hawkins closes out his piece. Confederate slave owners were Democrats. They and other Democrats spawned the KKK as a way to scare Southern black Republicans away from the post-Civil War voting booth. They instituted the black codes, and their offspring went on to put Jim Crow laws in place. These same Democrats put bans on public carry in place as a way to control the black community. Perhaps it would be more accurate to claim national reciprocity for concealed carry goes against shameful racist aspects of American history. Brilliantly written piece by A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News. I cannot wait to get into this with him on the MonsterCast this weekend when he joins the program in hour two, as he always does. A very powerfully written piece that kind of ties everything we were talking about. These people are in positions of great power and are now trying to use that power to rewrite history to take away your rights. Rights, by the way, they will keep for themselves. Do you think Michael Bloomberg's security detail, do you think he wants his security detail not to have national reciprocity? How would Michael Bloomberg feel if his security detail had to put their guns in their trunks when they crossed from the New York to Jersey border? Does Michael Bloomberg go without private security when he crosses state lines? Of course not. But that's what he wants for you. The weak gun laws he talks about that will become the norm, which is a lie, by the way, but putting it, phrasing it the way he phrases it, that will become the norm in states with strict gun laws, such as blue California, blue New York, blue Connecticut, blue New Jersey, etc., will not apply to him. Only you and me and my family. And Michael Bloomberg's attempted rewriting history is designed to do just that. Leave the powerful, armed, and in charge. And leave you, the peasant, disarmed and at the mercy of the powerful. But why? What does Michael Bloomberg personally get out of it? More wealth? What makes him tick? I don't have the answer to that. I've never pretended to, and I've made it very clear on this program over the years. You can go back and find it. I don't know, and nor do I pretend, to be able to get into the mind of a gun grabber. I have never understood that mentality. And I'm not going to try to get into their mind now. I can only talk to you about what we see and what we know. And it's a fascinating conversation. We're going to carry it on again tomorrow. We always do. That's why it's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Until we meet then, I want you to have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of it. Have some fun with your family and carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Michael Bloomberg doesn't. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.